Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And as always, I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And oh, I want Him to be yours, friend. He can be. In fact, He came to be, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. So listen, you may have started this day lost and on your way to a Christless eternity, but all by the grace of God. If you do two things, friend, if you do two things, you can be saved. If you hear and if you believe, you can be saved. And I'll show you that in the Word of God. I've turned my Bible to the book of John. The book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, chapter 5. And I'll be sharing a verse or two of Scripture out of that passage with you. And we're going to look at something that's absolutely, I think, marvelous. Something that I think is absolutely marvelous. You say, what is, preacher? Well, we're going to find some things out about this man by the name of Jesus Christ. John tells us, friend, John presents to us God incarnate. That's all the Word of God tells us in John 1 and 1, John 1, 14, and other places throughout the Gospel of John. We find that God became man. And John presents the Son of God as the Son of Man. Is not that a wonderful thing? My, it's quite a blessing it is. So look, I'm going to talk to you today about some things we need to know. Some things we need to know. So you pray for me as I pray for you and this message and this program. And while Debbie sings a song, the title of it is, Who Is This King? It's sort of a Christmas message. I know that. I use it a lot of times on the ministry here about Christmas time. But I'll tell you what, it's fitting any time, and this is one of those times that it is. You enjoy Who Is This King, and I'll be back in just a minute with the message about some things we need to know.
In the town that's called Bethlehem, so many years ago, there was a king that was born. He was born in a stable low. But most did not realize what had taken place. This king had come down to enter the human race.
Hello, love that. Thank you, Debbie. Listen, friend, He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Prince of Princes. Thank God, and He's my Savior. And He can be yours today. He can be yours today. He wants to be, and He can be. Remember, I told you just a couple of minutes ago that you can be saved today if you do two things. That's hear and believe. Again, in the book of John, chapter 5, I'm going to share from the Word of God. And I'm going to take verse 24 as my text passage for this message. Although I'm going to deal with the Scripture that follows it, I'll probably be reading them. So listen to what Jesus said. Verily, verily, truly, truly, He said, hey, better pay attention to this. You better pay attention to this. Get it down. I'm saying something that you ought to hear. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. How wonderful that is. Did you hear those words? Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. That's all it takes for you to be saved, sir. The Bible said, if thou shalt believe in thine heart that God is raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The Word of God says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm telling you, friend, in light of what I find in this passage, in light of what Jesus said as a result of a miracle that he performed and the rejection of him and the objection of him by the religious elite of that time, There's some things that we need to know. Things we need to know. Now look, this chapter can be divided simply in this way. From verses 1 through 18, we have a record of a great miracle of Jesus healing a man who had been in an impotent state for 38 years. 38 years a man had been laying by the pool of Bethesda, and he was in a sad shape. And out of all of the impotent folks that were laying in those five porches around that pool near the sheep gate of the city of Jerusalem, Jesus came to that one man and he asked him, wilt thou be made whole? Hey, you can be made whole today. You can find what you've been looking for to satisfy that hunger of your thirst or of your soul, that thirst of your soul, that longing of your heart, that need of your heart. You can find it today if you hear the Word of God and believe that Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. This miracle that Jesus performed on this man who had been in this state for 38 long years was done on the Sabbath day. And all because that Jesus had performed this miracle on the Sabbath day, and because the religious elite of that day had certain rules and regulations about the Sabbath, not made by God, but made by man, they thought in their mind, and according to their tradition, Jesus had broken the Sabbath. And all, it stirred up some things. So in verses 19 and following down through verse 47, I believe is the end of the chapter, we have the result of their rejection of and their objection to the fact that Jesus performed a miracle that they could not deny on the Sabbath day, a day created by God, and a day that Jesus was Lord over, by the way. And they said, listen, we got a problem with this. You've told that man that you healed on the Sabbath day to take his bed and walk. And by the way, who are you to break the Sabbath? Look at what the Word of God says. Now in verse 16, the Bible said, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. He had done a great miracle. I mean to tell you, he'd done something that no one else could do. He'd done something, friend, that they wouldn't have done had they could have done it. But Jesus answered and saith, now watch this, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he had not only broken the Sabbath, but also that he made him, but said also that God was his Father, making him equal with God. Now I'm going to tell you something. In light of the fact that Jesus Christ is God. He's just not equal with God. He is God, although He is co-equal, co-eternal, co-existing with God. He's always existed as God the Son, as God the Father has always existed, as God the Father and the Holy Spirit has always existed as the Holy Spirit. They are one. There is a divine order that has been established between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But let me say this clearly, let me say this emphatically, that there is one God that the Christian believes in that manifests Himself in three different personalities, and they are God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that does not go against anything that the Old Testament teaches, because even in the beginning, even in the book of Genesis, verse 1 of chapter 1, it says in the beginning, Elohim, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth, and the word Elohim is a plural verb. Oh, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Thank God, what a revelation the Word of God is of the God of the Word. But here, we back in John chapter 5, Jesus said, Listen, I've made a claim that the Son of Man is the Son of God. And let me tell you how I can make that claim. And Jesus does it in a remarkable way in these verses 19 through 47. He says this, I'm equal with God because I can do some things that God does. I know what the Father knows. Do you hear me? I am God. I'm God incarnate. That's what it said in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus said to Thomas, He said, when you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. Jesus came to reveal the Father. Matter of fact, Paul wrote and said in the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 10, I believe it is, though I'm not looking, he said, in Him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Listen, friend, Jesus came as God because He was God. And to prove that He was God, He did the miracles that He did. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, this is wonderful. There's some things that we need to know. And in light of the fact that Jesus is God, having the same power, having the same eternal existence, co-equal, co-existent, co-eternal with God the Father and God the Spirit, there are some things that we need to know. And Jesus said, listen, as the Father hath life in Himself, even so hath the Son life in Himself. And if the Father has light and the Son has life, I'm telling you, they're one and the same. So Jesus said, listen, truly, truly, He said, hey, hearken to this. Pay attention to this. And I don't know how many times John says, verily, verily, seven or more than that. I can't remember. I wish I could remember the number. Either seven or eight times, or maybe as many as 25 times. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, take this message personal, sir. Take it personal, ma'am. He said, I say unto you, he that heareth My word and believeth on Him, then believeth on Him that sent Me is a present possessor of eternal life. You'll not come into condemnation, but you'll be passed from death unto life. Now from this point on, this is the message I want to talk to you about. Listen, things we need to know. We need to know that Jesus is going to raise people from the dead. We need to know that Jesus has power in Himself to lay down His life and to take it up again. And since He has that type of power, He said, because I live, John 14 and 19, because I live, ye shall live also. Jesus is getting ready to talk to us about four different resurrections in this passage. Four different resurrections. He's going to be talking about the dead. The dead, the dead. And look, friend, He's talking to me and you. So things that we need to know. In light of who He is, there's some things that we need to know. And what we need to know, friend, is if we hear the Word of God, and if we believe the Word of God, we can be saved. Let me ask you right now. If you were to die right now, do you know for sure that you'd go to heaven? If you were to die right now, what would be your eternal destination? Now look, I know hope's a strong word. I know hope is a wonderful word. But I believe the Word of God gives us the assurance of our salvation. One of my favorite songs in the entire world was written by a lady by the name of Fanny Crosby. And the title of it is Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song. Hey, I'm glad to know that I've got salvation. I'm glad to know that I'm saved. Glad to know that my sins are under the blood. Glad to know that my name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glad to know that I've got the witness of the Spirit in my life. But listen to me. No, listen to the Word of God. The Word of God says, verily, verily, I say unto you, now this is verse 25 now, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Do you know, sir, ma'am, and I'm not trying to upset you, not trying to be harsh or mean, but do you know that if you're lost, if you've never been said, if you're dead, if you've never knelt at an altar of prayer and said, God, I'm a sinner, save me, be merciful to me, a sinner, do you know what? You're dead. You're dead in trespasses and sin. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Every individual, man, woman, boy or girl that's outside of Jesus Christ, that's just been born of Adam and Eve, that is alive and breathing physically, is dead spiritually. Do you hear? I mean to tell you, in the Word of God, the Bible teaches us that God put Adam and Eve in a garden, put one tree in the midst of the garden, said, look, don't eat of it, for in the day that you do, thou shalt surely die. And in the day when Eve partook of the fruit that was on the tree, and Adam partook of it, God pronounced death upon them. They died spiritually that day. Now, they didn't die for several hundred years after that, although prophetically it was in that first day. But they died that day. Immediately, they died spiritually. I believe the Word of God would teach us that their candle went out. So listen, I don't care what kind of sinner you are. If you've never been saved, if you've never humbled your heart, bowed your head and said, God, be merciful to me, you're dead. You're dead in trespasses and sin. You say, preacher, I'm not a bad sinner. I didn't say that you were. I didn't suggest that you were. But the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. That's what the Word of God would teach us. So if you have never asked Christ to save you, the Bible said that you are right now dead, spiritually speaking, in your sin. The Bible said, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is. Now watch. When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Remember, I told you all you got to do to be saved today is hear the Word of God and believe it. The Bible said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. You can be saved right now if you would. Bow your head, humble your heart and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Anything like that you'd like to say, but confess your sin and say, I'm taking and trusting Christ as my Savior. If you'll do that, guess what He'll do? He'll save you. Oh, look, friend, look. You say, preacher, I'm not dead. Yeah, you are spiritually. You know what? If you'd go to any funeral home around, you could find corpses. That's right. And you know what? I don't care how many corpses you find there. There's not one corpse that's any deader than the other. The Bible said that we've all sinned again and come short of the glory of God. And Jesus, friend, is calling you to life. Not just any life, but eternal life, abundant life. But your part is to hear and believe. And you say, why is that important? Well, look, Jesus is talking about three and even four resurrections in this passage. days. He's talking about His resurrection, but the ones I want to get is a resurrection to eternal life, and then the other two resurrections now. By your decision of what you do with Jesus, it will decide which resurrection you'll be a part of. The Bible goes on to tell us, He said this. Now I'm reading down in verse 28 now. He said, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming." Up there He said, the hour is now. The hour now is. The hour of your salvation is now. The hour of your coming to Christ is now. You can be saved if you choose to be. You say, "How is that, preacher?" Well, listen, God has sent me to tell you about His grace, about His Son who came to seek and to save that which is lost. And if you weren't here listening, since you are here listening, you can be saved if you'll call upon the name of the Lord. But now He goes on and saying, "No, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming." He's saying it's future. It's yet to come. In the which that all are in the grave. Now listen, if we live long enough, we're going to die. That's my philosophy. The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die. The Bible said there is no discharge in this war. The Bible said that all we, like water, are spilled on the ground. The Bible said, though, that all that are in the grave shall hear His voice. And I'm going to tell you something. There's no doubt in my mind you're hearing the Word of God today. No doubt in my mind you're hearing the Spirit of God speak to you through the Word of God today. And you may reject that call. You may reject coming to Christ. You may say, "Preacher, I hear, but I'm not going to believe. I hear, but I'm not ready to be saved. I hear, preacher, but I got more living to do." No, you've got more dying to do, and you're taking your own soul in your hand. The Bible said, the Bible said the hour is coming, and now is. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of your salvation. But Jesus said, there's an hour coming when all that are in the grave shall hear His voice. Now watch this. You're going to hear. You may not want to, but bless God, listen. If you die, listen, they put your body in the grave. One of these days it's going to hear. Now look, the Bible says, and they shall come forth, they that have done good in the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil in the resurrection of damnation. Oh, I don't know about you, but that sounds awful, doesn't it? In that verse, 28 or 29, Jesus talks about two resurrections. He talks about the resurrection unto life, talks about the resurrection unto damnation. Well, I remember growing up as a kid going to church and hear preachers preaching about damnation, scare the life out of me. Man, you talking about a weighty word. You talking about a heavy word. It was then, it still is now. People just don't seem to be too concerned about it. But I want to ask you, friend, do you want to live forever or die forever? Choice is yours, do you hear me? Look, God's calling today. He's calling you out of darkness into light, calling you out of sin into salvation. He's calling you out of death into life, friend, and it's up to you. So what resurrection you going to be a part of? I'll guarantee you're going to die. If you live long enough, you're going to die. I mean, the worms are going to eat on you. Your body's going back to the dust from whence it came. And then there's going to be a day. I'm that the Son of Man, and thank God, listen, what a blessing that's a message in its own right there. We'll call you to judgment. Do you hear? Some of you listening today, we get up the resurrection of the just. Thank God. I mean to tell you, your sins are under the blood. Thank God. Your name's recorded above. You know Christ as your Savior. You repented of your sins. You heard the Word of God. You believe the Word of God, and you're saved. And one of these days, thank the Lord, bless God, you'll hear the voice of your Master and you'll rise to meet Him in the air. Those of you that are living when that happened will be changed in a moment of twinkling of an eye. And my, what a great time that will be. But for those of you that are lost, 1,000 years will pass before you hear your name called after the last part of the first resurrection. That's a message also in its own. They have done evil under the resurrection of damnation. Do you know what will happen to you after you get up on that day? You'll go before the awfulest, the most awesome scene that there is recorded in the Word of God. That's found in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 and following. It's referred to as the Great White Throne Judgment of God. God. You'll get up, friend. You'll get up in a resurrection body. Your soul that's been in a place, bless God, that's called, we've referred to it as hell. And you'll stand before God to give an account of the deeds done in your body. And may I say this, the thing that'll eat you up in that judgment that day, bless God, that you get up lost, it'll be because you've rejected Christ as your Savior. You won't be able to say, I didn't hear Tom Price on this day. You won't be able to say, I didn't hear the Word of God. You won't be able to say, I didn't have a chance to believe. God will put your mind back to this day, to this opportunity. And friend, I encourage you to hear and heed the Word of God. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Bow your head, humble your heart, and say, God, I trust Christ. I believe when he died at Calvary, he died for me, and I want to live for him. Oh, look, tell God you're sorry. Tell God you repent. Tell God you want him to come and live in your heart and make you a new creature. He'll do that thing. Hey, things we need to know. Until the next time, may God bless.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.